Let's get into Word this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, Paul writes this, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." You know, we live in a society that increasingly devalues, dishonors, and even despises motherhood as well as fatherhood. You see, the curse associated with this verse that Paul quotes from the commandments is what's happening is as we dishonor God's natural order of things, the curse associated with that begins to spread in society. And it's rapidly fueling the collapse of the traditional family, of the traditional structures of society, of responsibility, accountability, morality, reason, logic, and restraint. And all you got to do is open your eyes and look around. And we see the fruit of the seed that our society has sown in the rejection of God's natural order of things. Because you see, to reject God's natural order is to reject the God who created the natural order. Stop and think about that one for a minute. We're not just changing the conventions of society. We're not just changing the stitching that has held society together from creation until this present day. We're throwing out the God who created that structure. We're saying we reject you. God, you got to be wrong. You know, you created the traditional family. You created two parents, a mother and a father, to raise children and fit them for the society that they are supposed to live in. And we reject your structure, therefore we reject you. And there is fruit associated with that seed. That fruit causes the destruction of everything that we hold dear. When we start looking around this world that we live in, and we can't figure out why we have people rioting in the streets, we can't figure out why we have people breaking into stores and going in mass mobs and just carrying off an entire store, where people stand and they take an automatic weapon and they indiscriminately begin to kill people. We can't understand why that's happening, and all that we have to do is look back to the destruction of the family. Because you see, the destruction of the family, that family unit, is where you learn to honor and respect other people. It's where you learn biblically what is right and what is wrong, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. It's where you learn the basic biblical truths of honoring other people's property and honoring other people's personal space and personal rights. We learn all those things in the context of a family, and if you rip the family asunder, if you take either parent out of the picture, then the thing's broken, and the lessons don't get learned, and we wonder why we have dysfunctional people wreaking havoc in our society. And you know what happens when you start destroying the individual building blocks of a society? Pretty soon the whole thing crumbles in on itself. You don't think that's true? Go back to your home and start knocking out those concrete blocks that are under your walls and see what eventually happens. You might knock one or two out and not cause a trouble. You get a bunch of them out, the whole thing comes tumbling down. You see, the war on gender, the war on traditional marriage, the war on traditional parental roles is in fact a war on the very nature of creation and the God who is the author of that creation. Our society has declared war on God. And that is a scary, scary thought. You know, I haven't seen God lose a battle yet, much less a war. See, society is teaching you, ladies, you mothers, society is teaching the next generation of young ladies that being a mother isn't enough. It's not fulfilling. It's a waste of your potential. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can be a mother and you can also be a contributor to society. But perhaps the most important thing, you see, society is teaching us that childbearing is an inconvenience. And we can fix that for you. A type of childbearing is a type of slavery. You're sentenced to 18 years of raising a child. It's a type of slavery. It's a waste of your potential. It's impossible for you to be fulfilled as a woman by being a mother. See, this is the message that our society is giving to these little girls in our schools. It's a message that society is giving to our teenagers in our high schools. It's a message that certainly is being sold on college campuses around the world. You can't be a fulfilled member of society by being a mother. Horse feathers. You see, not only is that a type, an inconvenience, a type of slavery, a thief of potential, it must be prevented by any means necessary. Whether it be contraception or whether it be termination, because you simply can't be fulfilled by being a parent. You know, when a society believes a lie, it loses the glue that holds it together. When a person believes a lie, they lose their essential value of self. If you're not being what you're called to be, if you're not being who you're called to be, then you're not going to be satisfied. And gentlemen, I'll pick on you in a couple of weeks, three or four, whenever Father's Day comes along. But you see, society's selling the same bill of goods to you too. Reality teaches us that the greatest impact on the future of a society is the molding of the next generation. Thank you to the good teachers out there. Thank you to those who devote themselves to teaching Sunday school and children's church to try to give a moral value base to our children. Thank you for those who try to mentor the next generation in a positive way, in a biblical way, in a truthful way. Thank you, because the impact that you have goes well beyond today. It goes to the next generation, because you see, eventually we're going to live by the values that we're taught. If we are true to ourselves, then we're going to live by what we hold dear, what we believe is the truth. And if each successive generation departs further and further from the truth, then the path is bleak. But if each generation begins to return closer and closer to the truth, then God's plan can be fulfilled on this earth, and there will be satisfaction, and there will be a positive impact. Anybody watch Swamp People on TV? They've got an auxiliary show now. It's Serpent Invasion. It's talking about the invasive pythons that are in Florida. And they're focusing this year on finding the brooding female snakes who are full of eggs and destroying them, because, you see, if you have one that lays 50 eggs, and half of those are female, and then the next generation, they each lay 50 eggs. You see how things exponentially explode? Okay. Well, that's the way the enemy tries to destroy our society. He tries to get one who will birth many, and then many birth many more, and many birth many more, because that's also the same way, folks, that the positive, that the church expands. One births many. the many who are birth many more, and it expands. You see, truth and lies proliferate in exactly the same way. Someone is fully convinced of the truth, and they share the truth with someone else who becomes fully convinced of the truth, and they begin to share it. But you see, it also works in the negative. The enemy does the same thing. You know, Satan's a great mocker, a great mimicker. He looks at God and sees what works in God's system of economy, and he perverts it to the other direction. That's a good tool. I'll use that. I'll find one who's convinced of a lie, and they'll convince many of that lie, and the many they convince of the lie will convince many more of the lie. Thus, society can either be built up or destroyed with the same tool. Society declines both in quantity and in quality when birthing and parenting decline. Statistics will show that Western nations in particular are experiencing a decline in the birth rate. Well, what does that mean? Less people. And not only does the quantity decline, the quality does as well. Because, you see, those who are born are being taught the lie and not the truth. Parenting and traditional family structure is critically important to the survival of the human race, and in particular those who are the friends of God. You see, what's the fruit? We're seeing the fruit. We're seeing it on the news every day. What we see happening here is, and statistics will back this up, but when traditional family is destroyed, when there aren't two functioning parents in the household who are each doing their own proper role, when motherhood has been reduced to an afterthought, when we let society raise our children with their society lies, what happens is we create a product, we create a generation that has a lack of respect for anyone or anything. And we look and we see crime and violence and robbery and rape and murder and destruction proliferate in society. You know what that is? That's the law of the jungle. That is the, quote, natural man. I'm bigger and stronger than you. I shall take what I want. You best not get in my way. I got more money and political power than you. I will stomp on you and dance on your head. And if you get in my way, I'll destroy you. I don't care if you legally own that. I want it, and I will take it either by deception or by trickery or by force. I don't want to live in that world, do you? Progressively, we in the civilized West are finding ourselves degenerating toward that. Selfishness and lack of respect for yourself. Okay, somebody figure out what that knocking is back there. Okay. Now there's a daddy that knows his child. Okay. All right, moving right along. Selfishness and lack of respect for self is inherently self-destructive. What do we see happening when people don't respect themselves, but yet they are selfish? What do? We see it show up in addiction. We see it show up in crime. We see it show up in suicide. And we see it show up in all manner of self-destructive behaviors. You know, I think a lot of these mass shooters are attempting to perform suicide by police. Somebody take me out. statistics will corroborate that. You see people who are participants. Saw an article this morning that talked about people participating in alternate lifestyle relationships have a mortality rate higher than and sooner than the general population. You participate in ungodly actions, you will not be satisfied, and you will do things that bring about destruction. It happens. You see, all of this is directly related to the collapse of traditional, natural family structure and function. If we go right back to it, you can look at the crime statistics for children of broken or dysfunctional homes, of single-parent families. You look at the statistics of that subgroup in relation to the general population, and almost invariably the statistics are worse for those who are not raised in a traditional family environment. See, God created us to complement each other. If we take the story of creation literally, God created the race in Adam. And he took something from Adam to create Eve. And the two were meant to be helpmeets. Neither is complete without the other. Okay? So the natural plan is that a man should leave his father's house and take his wife and create a family. And thus, the next generation is born. God is not foolish. He could have created us to procreate and to raise a family in many different ways. But He created one way. And that's the way it's supposed to work. And anytime we take the instructions, we get the new toy, we open the box up, we take the instructions and throw it across the room, guys. And we try to put it together by ourselves. Some of you here will remember the Kenny Smith story of putting a grill together. And he couldn't figure out why one piece was too long. And he sawed it off and it still didn't work. And then he went back and looked at the instructions and figured out he was trying to put the wrong piece in the wrong place. If we differ from the plan and things start to go bad and we try to fix it in our own wisdom, then we're sawing off the leg, and when we finally figure out we assembled it wrong, we don't have a part that'll work anymore. You see, we try to put Band-Aids on things. Yeah. When you hurt, what do? You try to medicate the hurt. When you hurt emotionally, oftentimes you medicate it with the wrong thing, with the wrong relationship, with the wrong activity, with the wrong substance. And the last state is worse than the first state. Society does that too. Do you know the reason we have so many laws in this country? It's because somebody did something wrong. Somebody did something that was inappropriate. Somebody did something that was destructive. And if one person doesn't, we better pass a law so nobody can ever do it again. Give you a good one. In a lot of states, there are organizations of hunters who take their catch, the animals that they've harvested, and they want to donate them to a food bank so that people who are less fortunate can have that. Now, that's a godly and biblical natural creation solution to a problem. However, because in certain states and application of federal laws and what have you, in certain states, because of pure food and drug laws, that's not USDA inspected. You can't give it to somebody. Sure can't sell it. What happened? Somebody sold a bad piece of meat, somebody passed a law against it, and something that is inherently good and natural gets outlawed because of an accident. What happens in society when the traditional family is destroyed? The government steps in. The schools step in. And they have no vested interest in the morality and proper raising of those that they're taking under their wing. They just want to mark them off as a statistic and see how much good we've done. But if you follow those statistics, so many cases, the next generation is worse than the first. It builds on itself and breeds on itself because we're applying the wrong solution to the right problem. The right solution is very simply this. We need to get back to God's plan. The manufacturer's instructions. Anybody ever read the manufacturer's instructions for the human being? You'll find it in this book right here. We take that and we pitch it. And then we try to fix a problem by sawing off a piece. And it don't work. It can't work. The only thing that will work is get back to the truth. We need to teach and preach and mentor and instruct the next generation to do things the right way, to do things God's way. And that's the function of parenting in general, and parenting by mothers in particular. Because you see, there is something. Dads tend to be practical and active, and I'll take care of the general needs. And they have a level of feeling that is appropriate. But you see, mothers, those of you who have carried a child inside your body, you've got a connection and an empathy and a compassion that guys will never really truly understand. The worst rogue among us, his mother will love him because that's just the way you're wired. It came out of, you know, this child came out of my womb, came out of my body. I carried this child for 9 months. It's part of me. And that compassion and that caring is the great strength of motherhood. And those of you who may not have borne a child out of your body, you still have those kind of compassions floating around in you because it's hardwired in the entity that is a female. That empathy, that compassion, that caring, it gets expressed many different ways. But it's part of who you are. And we need to reclaim who we are as Christians, who we are as human beings, who we were created to be by God in His sovereign design. We've got to reclaim it. And not only reclaim it, we got to pass it on. Church, that's all I've got to share with you this morning other than a prayer. Shane, no music this morning, brother. Let's just let it lie. Many of you are distressed by the condition of our society. I am. I look at my granddaughter and my grandson and I try to envision the world that they are going to come to adulthood in, and it concerns me. It concerns me greatly because I know what's being taught, and I can look at the political situation and I can tell you the donkey or the elephant, neither one is the solution. And the people with the red ties and the people with the blue ties aren't the solution. God is the solution. Only God, through Christ, through the action of His Holy Spirit working in His people, only that will change society. And the only way to change the course of a nation is to change the course of individual believers, individual families, individual congregations, individual cities, individual states. and when it starts at the grassroots, as the early church did. Started with a few people, didn't it? And it spread to take over the world. But you see, now the church has abdicated, and we've backed off, and the pagans taken over the world again. It's going back the direction it was in the beginning of the church age, where there's a few Christians and a whole lot of pagans. And the case of what the world was like, and the compassion and the morality and what have you that the early church stepped into, we're beginning to look a whole lot more like that now. You've got the few who have the truth, and you've got the many who are believing a lie. And the only way to reclaim that territory is the way it was done in the beginning. People come to Christ. People allow the Holy Spirit in and allow the Holy Spirit then to flow out. And one touches one who touched many, who touched many more, who touched many more. It's the only solution. It starts with repentance. It starts with, you know, God, we've dropped the ball. Sure, I've made mistakes, but then there's been opportunities I could have had to share the truth and I didn't do it. Maybe I have been sitting on my hands when I ought to be getting out and doing something with it. Maybe, God, I've not done everything you've called me to do and not been everything you called me to be. But starting right now, starting today, I want to change that. That's repentance. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to go your way, God, not my way. And from there, as we live that out in our lives, it'll spread like ripples in a pond. We can be the first rock and let the ripples cover the whole pond. Church, take back your heritage. Take back the truth. Take back the traditional structure that God created for His honor and glory. You see, here's another thing that happens. God gives us the picture of how the church is supposed to operate, and He gives us the example of Christ as the husband and the church as the bride. And when we lose that picture, when we lose the picture of God as Father, when we lose the picture of that caring and compassion, then we have a hard time selling what God's selling to the people out there who need it. We need to get back. Father God, we come to You this morning. And as individuals and as a group, we repent, God, of dropping the ball. We repent, God, of rebellion where rebellion has taken place. We repent, God, of trying to fix things our way instead of fixing things Your way. Father, we stand and declare this morning that we do not reject You. The world around us may reject You. It may reject Your truth. It may reject Your order and Your standard and Your structure. But we do not reject You. And help us, Father, to reclaim that which is true and that which is right and that which is godly. And help us to pass it on, Lord, so that once again a wave of truth can overcome the evil in the world around us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And now, Father, as we depart this place today, Father, if there is conviction in our hearts as we sit here now, don't let that conviction leave us until we repent and do it Your way. God, if there is inspiration in our hearts now, let us not drop the ball, but let's do what You want us to do. And Father, make us ever attentive to Your voice as You attempt to lead and guide us through this crazy world that we're living in. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. Church, you may be dismissed at your leisure.